six, seven, eight lines down from the top on Test Farm Base. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zira, and Rabbi Ami, Tarvein, Rashim, Rabbi Yochan. They both said the name Rabbi Yochan. They both had a tradition named Rabbi Yochanan. But they argued about what Rabbi Yochan said. Chana Mar Somachin Lagarder once said that you can, when you have a fence between two fields, you can plant right up to the fence, hard up against the fence on either side, two different types of grain or vegetables, whatever the case may be. Ve'ein Somachin Lagarder. However, when you have one of these miniature vegetable patches, which is 6x6 tefachim, you have that miniature rim around it, which is a tefachai, you can't go right up to the bottom of the rim, of the ridge or the rim around it. You have to keep an additional half a tefach of distance. In other words, the rim itself is a tefachai. Besides that, you need half a tefach distance on the ground, because the total amount of distancing which you need on the ground when it's flush is the tefach and a half. So just because it's on a short ridge, on a short ridge, doesn't help. That's true. Gives you the extra tefach. Gives you a tefach vertically, but then you have to add on half a tefach horizontally. Okay. You can't go right up to the base of the ridge. The Choron Amar, the other individual said, named Rabbi Yochanan, Goyvel Shenismayit Kosher. That if you have, this is, seems to be a different tradition altogether. If you had a border which is originally a tefach high, and then it became shorter, in other words, it got, you know, say the dirt got rinsed, washed away a little bit, so it's still okay. You could still plant seams right up against the right up against the ridge. So he seems to point out a new issue, that if you lose some height, it originally started out being a tefach higher up here, and then it got a little bit shorter, it's okay. That's one issue. The other issue, which is implicit, although not explicit, and might not necessarily be, but it seems, is that if this is the side of the ridge, so you can plant right up against here, and you don't need that extra half tefach on the ground. Okay? By the way, this is actual scale, right? We're talking about really small areas here, right? So it says, Loedi Manamardov, we don't know who is responsible for each statement. For that which Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Zira both said, that you can plant right up to a fence, but not right up to a rim around the vegetable patch. Havi Rami Ami Du Omar, must be the Rabbi Ami is the one who said the other statement, which is Goyvel Shinismite, that if the ridge lost some of its height, it's still kosher. Hagodah Shinismite possible, but if a fence lost some of its height, then it's no good. We learned both these things in Brises or Mishnayos. We learned at Goyvel Shinismite kosher. It says in a Brisa that if the border is the rim around the field loses some of its around the patch, loses some of its height, it's kosher. For this we conclude that Hagadosh Nismayit also, but if a fence loses some of its height, it's no good. What's the minimum height of a fence? 10 tefachim. Right. So if it loses some of its height, it's no longer considered to be a fence. Somchin Lagadar, period. That which you learned that you can plant right up against the fence on either side. Where do we learn that? Because we learned in the Mishnah, you can put stuff adjacent to a pit, or a near, or a fleshy plowed field, or a gapa, which is some sort of farm implement. I'm not sure exactly. Maybe it's a structure of some sort. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I don't recall offhand. Ule derech to a pathway, ule gader or fence, shugavah asar tefachim, the fence must be 10 tefachim high. That's explicit. It has to be dafka 10 tefachim high, no shorter. Ain tzorich l'gavah, where do we know that you're not allowed to go right up against the rim? The tzim, we learned, hatelim v'amas amayim. It's interesting proof. It's kind of indirect. Let's see how it works. I tell you, if you have a furrow or a water ditch. Shein amukim, in other words, you know, like a canal. Shein amukim tefach, which are tefach deep, zarin lesocha shisha minei zironim. You can plant within it. Now here it's a typo. The Rosh Sirileo says the gear soyer should be shlosha minei zironim. Three types of seeds. Echon mikan, one on one rim. Vecha mikan, another on the other rim. Vecha bamsa, and another in the middle. If you're going to say you can go right up against the rim, so you can plant down below several rows. Now this is an unintelligible proof unless you throw in some information here, which the Reb Chaim Kanievsky throws in. We're talking about a canal, which on the bottom, or a furrow, which on the bottom of it, at the base, is 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. That's a critical, without that you can't understand what in the world the Gemara means here. So he says, since we're talking about a canal, where the base is 6 by 6 tefachim, this is just like any other patch. Any other patch is 6 by 6 tefachim. You plant five things in the middle, five types of grain in the middle, five types of vegetables in the middle, and then you plant on the border all around it, nine types, 12 types, whatever we learned previously, right? The only way that you don't have the right to plant five types of vegetables in the middle. Remember those pictures, those cute pictures we had of them? Are they here or somewhere else? Yeah, here, you know, these. I'm missing the first page of pictures here. See, here's the case we only get one in the middle, but we had cases where you got more than one in the middle. I have them in the back here in any event. See, in all these cases, you got at least five in the middle, right? One, two, three, four, five, right? So in this case, you got five in the middle. So in this case, there are cases where we had, even you got six, the possibility of six in the middle we spoke about, and then a whole bunch more on the ridge, on the rim, which surrounded the Tefachai rim. So if this is if you can go hard up against the rim, so then you should be able to plant on the bottom of this furrow or this irrigation canal five or six types of vegetables, and besides that, you should be able to plant your whole plant on the rim as well. So by virtue of the fact that it doesn't say that, it gives you just three, it gives you one on either side and one on the bottom. It must be that in the patch of 6 by 6 with a rim, you can't plant more than one because you need a distancing besides the height of the rim, which is one tefach, of a half a tefach on the ground. And once you lose that half a tefach on each side, which leaves you really by only the capacity to make a patch of 5 by 5, and a patch of 5 by 5, not 6 by 6, patch of 5 by 5, all you can plant is one type of vegetable. So this price, which is telling us that when you have a furrow or a ditch, which is 6 by 6 tefachim, on the base, you can only plant three types of vegetables, one on each rim and one on the bottom, it indicates to us that the height of the ridge does not preclude the necessity to have an additional half a tefach horizontal around everything which is within the patch, and therefore all you can get here is a maximum of 3, 2, and 1. Again, were it to be a case where I would take the height of the ridge into account as being sufficient interruption, so in the patch below, I know already from previously in a 6 by 6 patch where you can plant five types of vegetables, and here it doesn't allow me to do so. Okay, so it says again, if you're going to say that you can go right up against the border, you should be able to plant several rows down below. The group of people said in front of Shmuel Bar Avin, no, it's not necessarily proof from here. Tipotim, maybe we talk about a case here, Shere Zoreh Berosh HaGvul, where you planted mamish on the edge. In other words, you had a case here where you planted, if this is the irrigation canal, so you have planted, you have over here stuff planted, and over here stuff planted, and the reason why you can't, the The reason why you can't, the reason why you need the archoka here, the additional archoka, is because we have stuff growing out of the side. You see what I'm showing here? That thick black line. That's a plant. So maybe the fact that you have that thick black plant there, that's what precludes you from planting as many types as you want down below, because that juts into the airspace and diminishes the amount of available space down below. Okay? So you're planting on the angle, on the embankment, literally on the crest of the embankment. Amar lo, he said, no, boo, imkini. If that's the case, like imkain, yakaro sokel, it's not advantageous for him to have that one stalk there. Let him uproot that one stalk, v'yisra lamatan kamashurus, and plant several types of vegetables down below. In other words, only a fool, our Bryce is not talking about a fool, and only a fool would allow one of these plants to jut into the airspace in order to preclude him from planting down below. Why would somebody be so foolish as to do that? Can't be. So says the Gemara, lo mutav la, well, it's still part of the refutation. Says the Gemara, lo mutav la, kor kelech echol l'Israel l'mato kamashrus, is the best to uproot that one root and plant down, that one shoot, and plant down below several types of vegetables. So by virtue of the fact that we see that you can't uproot plant more than one type here down below. And it's axiomatic best, and they're not talking about idiots who plant one coming out vertically out of the side. It must be by definition that you need, besides our chokah of the height of the ridge, which is a tefach, also half a tefach down below in the pit. Okay? So far so good. Is that all clear? Next Mishnah. Haya rosh tor yerek nichnas. This is a case which we had already many times in this Masechta, which is that if I have a field, this is the field over here, right? This chumash is the field of a patch, let's call it, of carrots. So I can have a patch of tomatoes coming in like this. Rosh tor. Okay, because again, everybody can see that they're separate. The only time is when they're lined up side by side, not when they're in an angle. Okay. Rosh tor yerek v'nichlas tov sadi yerek acher muter. This is muter v'neishu yerek tov sadi, because it looks like the end of your field. It's obvious. Haisa sadi you rezur yerek. Now your field is full of vegetables. V'mavakish lita b'sochol shur shel yerek acher. You want to plant in it a row of vegetables from another type. You have a whole field full of tomatoes. Or decide in one row you want to plant, instead of tomatoes, you want to plant the chveis, eggplants. Okay? So how are you allowed to do that? Says more, yes. However, there has to be some distancing here. Actually, tell him a foolish Mirosh Sarvat, Rosh Sarvat Rosh. He doesn't speak about distancing here. He speaks about the length of the furrow of eggplants.
Within the chumash area.
So he says, if you want to plant, let's say the chumash is my field of tomatoes, right? If you want to plant eggplants, you got to plant, says Rabbi Shmuel, straight through. One row. It's got to go straight through. So he's talking really about the length, not about the width. Okay? Rabbi Akiva, again, actually, I tell him a foolish me, Rosh is talking about Rosh, from one end of the field to the other. Rakiva mer orech shisha tvachim, doesn't have to be that long. It can just be six tvachim wide. What's the width of the furrow according to Rabbi Shmuel? According to Rabbi Akiva, excuse me. So it says the width is miluo. Now, like all good things in Torah, what the word miluo means is a machlokas. We will learn like the Grah. The Grah says that miluo means a mashu. In other words, the amount of space it takes for a plant to take up, which is not necessarily that much. Depends on the type of plant. So therefore, the length of this furrow, according to Rabbi Shmuel, has to be the entire field. According to Rabbi Akiva, it only has to be six tvachim. The width of that furrow of addition of eggplants has to be the width of an eggplant.
What's the gross?
Width of a plant which grows eggplants. Yes?
What's the gross furrow?
It's pretty clear from the Gemara later on. This based on the Gemara's reading of the Mishnah. We'll see. We'll come back. We'll note it in the Gemara.
It's a variable.
It's variable based on the vegetables involved. That's right. Eggplants, tomatoes, cucumbers, it all depend.
What's the square of that inch? That has to be the entire length.
It makes a nicker. Adarabba, Rabbi Kiva's far is very difficult. Okay. Kiva says only six tochen. Rabbi Yehuda me rochav ki rocham kamali rochav parso. Rabbi Yehuda says the width of the strip of eggplant has to be a parso wide, and Mor is going to say that means the width of a foot. Footstep width. It's a new shear. Yeah. Where is going to learn from a pasuk? New thing. Usually a parsa is 3 miles, 4 miles. But here a parsa means a foot width. And guess how wide a foot is? Yeah. I didn't say it. A tefach. I ask you why, if that's the case, why didn't the Mishnah say tefach? What?
About three and a quarter to a four,
right? Depending on Chaz Nishu B'chaim, no. Yeah.
So
why didn't it say tefach? Good question. So because they're taking lashon of the language used by a pasuk, and we'll see in the Gemara which pasuk we're using. Okay. Haya rosh tarvchulei. Tani bar kapar. Now this we have here a sentence from the next 10 words or so, which doesn't belong here. This is uprooted from some previous Gemara sugya and placed here. Tani bar kapar ein azareil letocha ela min echad bilvad. This is talking about when you have a when you have the case which we had to talk about a previous Mishnah, where a previous Gemara where we had the two ribs and the furrow or the irrigation ditch or the well in between them, you can't plant, according to the Bar Kapara, let's say cucumbers on the rim and tomatoes on the bottom. Why? Because it looks like chavush then. Remember what chavush means? Surrounded by other types. That's no good. Surrounded by other types looks too much like lime. So therefore, according to Bar Kapara, if you have on the top cucumbers and the bottom has got to be cucumbers too, you can't put plant tomatoes on the bottom. Okay? Again, because of the way it looks. Now this, again, as I said, is not relevant to our mission. Now we get back to our mission.
Why would you say the way it looks?
You know what? Guess what?
My neighbor, I'm sure, would know where I'm from, and he wouldn't think that.
You're asking an excellent, outstanding question. The answer to your question is at the end of the next Mishnah. I don't want to spoil it by giving it away now.
They say the same question.
No, they give you the answer. Yes. You'll see. Okay? You'll be shocked.
You've got to tell me.
Right. No, it'll be tonight. Don't worry. We're getting there. Another 5-10 minutes. Rabbi Shmuel said it has to be a furrow's length, you know, a length from one end of the field to the other. What width does he require? Says Zamora, I'll make a logic here. Ma in Rabbi Akiva, now there are all sorts of typos on this page. Ma in Rabbi Akiva, chovesh b'sholosh ruchos. Rabbi Akiva holds, again, what's the length of the furrow, minimum length of the furrow? That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva.
Six
tvachim. Now the six tvachim, let's say this is the furrow. This is the furrow of eggplant in the tomato field. So it's chavush, it's surrounded on all three sides. Surrounded by tomatoes here, tomatoes there, tomatoes head there, right? Yet nonetheless, he permits the scenario. He permits the scenario, not just. With a thickness, but we said b'miluo, which means one row of eggplants jutting six tochim into a sea of tomatoes. Maim Rabbi Akiva, choyvesh b'sholosh should be ruchos. It will say so. Lets you surround on three sides that the eggplants with tomatoes. Islay Rocha Miluyo, so width can be a mashu, Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the furrow of eggplants has got to be longer. Shuchovesh Bishtei Ruchos. He only allows it to be surrounded on two sides because he says the eggplant furrow's got to go from end to end in the field, right? So certainly he shouldn't require any more than Rabbi Kiva requires. He's got a chum in the length. That chum in the length should certainly diminish the necessity of being machmir in the width. Not necessarily, right? Yeah, the Gemara is going to reject this.
Right.
But come on, on the scale of Haminis, it's not bad.
Because
you should require more of Acker both ways. Okay, okay. So says the Gemara, a low kosh gain certainly should be enough to have a miluo. Says the Gemara, the truth is, the Gemara doesn't reject it. I don't know if the Gemara rejects it. I don't think it does. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You have a good question, but the Gemara doesn't address it.
Which question? About the
that he should be, since he's machmir more in one direction, let it be, he should be machmir more in the other direction as well. Let's see if the Gemara develops, but the Gemara doesn't address it. It's an interesting question, another interesting question. We're talking now about tomatoes and eggplants. What about if you want to put a strip of eggplant in a wheat field? Now, Rabbi Shmuel never told us how much he requires in that case. But we know that Rabbi Akiva had said previously in the second parak in the Eighth Halacha, that in that case you require a row of a furrow of 10 amos long. If you want to have a strip of eggplants in a wheat field, it's got to be at least 10 amos long, to denote its significance. Okay, so mine, Rabbi Q. That's a good question. Gemara picks up on this. My Rabbi Kiva do mekulach. Rabbi Kiva's mekulach says all requires six tvachim. Who machmir tamon? He is machmir by wheat, and he says that if you want to introduce vegetables to vegetables, the shear is six tvachim. If you want to introduce vegetables to wheat, the shear is 10 amos. Right? The strip of vegetables has got to be 10 amos long. So Rabbi Shmuel. So who machmir acha? Rabbi Shmuel's machmir requires by vegetables even more that it go from end to end. Halo koshkin yachmir tamon. He certainly is going to machmir there. So the Gemara, of course, I'm not asking you that question. What do you think? I'm an idiot. I knew that. Lord Tzurcha, I don't need that. You tell me that. To lo madom Rabbi Shmuel tamon berochav. No, my shaila is what Lord Tzurcha. It's a little bit messed up. I think it's supposed to be read Lo Tzurcha de Lo. I don't need you to tell me that. That's no question by me. Ma Domer Rabbi Shmuel Taman Berochav. I'm not sure if I'm punctuating this right or not, but you got the gist of it. The Shiloh's, what does Rabbi Shmuel hold about the width? I want to know what he holds about width over there. In other words, I know, here you just told me Rabbi Shmuel width holds all you need is a miluo. The width of an eggplant. I want to know what he holds by the wheat field. What kind of width of the eggplants you need in the case of the wheat field? That's my shiloh. Okay? So says the Gemara, Madam Rabbi Shmuel Tamon Berochav, Kimo Data Amarocha. Now here the gear says, all messed up. So the Gemara reads it like this, Kimo Data Amarocha. Just like you said here, Lo Shnoi Rabbi Akiva, he Rabbi Shime, Rabbi Shmuel. He says no, the Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The width which you need of eggplants is mamashu. So this is Cain at Amar Tamon. So do you say there that there's no difference? There's no difference in between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva over there. Berochav, lo shani Rabbi Kiva, here Rabbi Shmuel Berochav. The thing is, it's not the same thing over there. Here, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel both agreed, according to Gemara's logic from before, that the width of required the eggplants is how much? A mashu. But there, the width of eggplants required in the grain field is 6 tefachim. Just like we're more machmir in the length, according to Rabbi Akiva, right, which required 10 amos instead of 6 tefachim, so to wear more machmir in the width, we require, instead of a mashu, a breadth of 6 tefachim. The reason, obviously, is because grain has more of a tendency, if, you know, simple balabadish svara, grain is tall, right? Grains are stalks. So they're going to camouflage the vegetables. So in order to make the vegetables recognizable more, that they're distinct, you need to have a broader vegetable patch. I just made that up. But it's good, right? You seem not to be happy with it. It's okay. I just made it up. You don't have to be happy with it. Sounds good to me, too. If you want to introduce,
you can't see them, so right. You didn't see, you don't need to worry.
So you need
it.
To have thicker. No. You need to have a thicker row. In other words, if you introduce, if eggplant, it's a tomato, according to Rabbi Kiva. All you need is a 6 tefach strip by a mashu wide, and it's already recognizable as being distinct. Yeah. However, by grain, if you want to introduce a strip of eggplant into your grain, you have to have a much thicker and longer strip of eggplant in that case. Okay, 6 tefachim wide by 10 amos wide by 10 amos long.
To indicate
that it's a distinct area, not just mixed in. Which is a fundamental issue in Kilayim. Okay, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, still thinking about it?
Nobody was ever heard by him.
That's right, nobody was ever heard by him. Shmuel Amar, lo shara l'shura achas. Shmuel says that which our mission allowed the introduction of a row of eggplant into a field of tomatoes is only one row of eggplant. But if it's 2 rows of eggplant, it is prohibited. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon, Lokish, Tarvayon, Omru. They both said, Lo Shani, Yachas, Yishnai, makes a difference. 1 or 2, they're both the same. Doesn't make a difference. Any introduction is permissible as long as it fills the parameter stated in our Mishnah. Shimon Lokish, Omer. Rabbi Shimon Lokish says, interesting thing. Mutar Lav Kia Arba Shuros Shel Yerek. You have a large expanse of grain growing, so you're allowed to introduce there 4 rows, up to 4 rows of vegetables. Now, if you have a vegetable garden next to a wheat field or any grain field, you must normally have a distancing of 10 amos, a base robot. 10 amos and a quarter, 10 and a half amos, we said back in the first parak. So that's the normal distance. However, that's only if you have an entire field of grain and an entire field of vegetables. Where you have only rows of vegetables, up to 4 rows, it's not even considered to be a vegetable garden. And there, in that case, you only need a much smaller distancing between the rows and of the grain and the rows of the vegetables. The sheer of distancing you need is only 6 tefachim. Now, in general, I should make this point clear on the abstract level for a minute. When we talk about kilayim, we're much more machmir about distancing between fields and orchards and vineyards and other fields, gardens, orchards and vineyards. We're much more lenient when it comes to talking about spacing of individual plants or strips. Am I making myself clear? Strips, we can plant a strip of eggplants in the midst of a sea of grain. But you can't plant an eggplant field next to a wheat field. Is that clear? It's a big chiddush.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It does. Because the fundamental concept of kilayim is just what people perceive. People perceive that 2 fields growing in close proximity are getting mixed up. People don't think, they don't perceive that if you have a strip within the field that's considered to be mixed up. Is that a rational perception? No. It's an irrational perception. Does it matter? No. Why? We'll see in the next Mishnah. Okay? Did you look ahead, by the way, Ray?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Does it contradict your previous example of the height of the stalks versus the plant, which is short? If you have 2 fields, you can easily see that they're different fields. They're not mixed together. Because the wheat looks one way and the plant looks another way.
Right. But I think that the perception is that it, since they're fields next to each other, there is an intangible mingling going on. In other words, they're under the ground, you know, like they're growing together. That's the idea. We're going to see this bill borne out. Is it, again? I'm saying, is this rational? No, there's no distinction in botany. There's no distinction between a field and a row. There's no distinction whatsoever. It's clearly arbitrary. That's the way it is. I will speak.
In the field, it shows that you mean business, that you're really into this.
You're into putting the skirting danger. Yeah. Okay? Says more further. This is only true if the outer two rows, meaning you have four rows. You got chveis, you got tomatoes, eggplants, cucumbers, and carrots, in that order. Tomatoes, eggplants, cucumbers, carrots. So the tomatoes and carrots both have to be 6 fucking wide. Each of those has to be 6 fucking wide. All right, the other ones we're not so concerned about. Those are the inner ones. So the tomato and carrots are the outer ones. Each have to be 6 fucking wide. Which is like an aruga, the size of a patch. You don't have to plant the entire 6 tefachim of the outer tomatoes and whatever, but you have to plant at least 3 of those 6. They have to be planted. Okay. It says Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Time of the Rabbi Yehuda, what's the logic? Rabbi Yehuda requires a parcel of separation between your vegetable strip and the rest of the vegetables, between the eggplants and the tomatoes, because is a pasuk v'shkisa beraglecha kigan hayorak." You're going to give to irrigate with your foot, which makes the water go from place to place. Whereas, you know, you draw water with your foot. So ishkisa beraglecha kigan hayorak, like a vegetable patch. So we see that feet have to do with vegetable patches. And therefore we say that what draws the distinction between vegetable patches, the shear of a parsa. I have a feeling that this is an asmachta ba'alma. But that's why I use the lashon of parsa, because we find here the concept of foot associated with the separation. Okay? Says the parsa, what's the shear of parsa? Tefach. Dinoch, we learned over here, the Rabbi Yehuda. We learned here that which Rabbi Yehuda said, it's a shear of a parsa. Utnina tamon. And we learned over there already, by a vegetable patch, that internally within the vegetable patch, the shear of harchaka of distancing is a tefach as well. So why do we have to mention both? To both Kohen Rabbi Yehuda. Ilutinis nachav lotinis tamanav uishad. I just said our case and not the case over there. Have in Rabbi Yehuda said, my Rabbi Yehuda do machmer hacha. If Rabbi Yehuda here is machmer, meaning he requires that the strip of eggplants be 6 tefach wide. Because the strip of eggplants are both sides to be 6 tefach wide. And then he says you're going to need a tefach additional on each side. So he says, you know what, maybe that which Rabbi Shmuel says, that maybe that which Rabbi Shmuel is machmir here, and requires here that you have a... I'm in the middle of the line. Let me finish the line. My in Rabbi Yehuda to Machmir, who is Machmir, requires six tefachim. Mekel Tamon, he says you only need a tefach over there. By the vegetable patch, you also only need a tefach. In other words, the distance between different types of vegetables in the vegetable patch, only it's got to be a tefach. One of these squares, not one and a half. If Rabbi Yehuda's machmir requires 6 tefachim width in the row, is Makel and says all you need is a tefach of separation. Rabbanan, Dilan, Mekilan, Ochar, the rabbis who over here say that how wide does the eggplant have to be? Only a mashu wide, only the width of the plant of the eggplant. What kind of separation do you require? Again, according to you guys, the Kavachomer doesn't work. Granted, okay? But again, the Kavachomer is... So you're not bothering the Kavachomer. Again, if Rabbi Yehuda says over there, If Rabbi Yehuda, who says over here six tefachim of this of thickness of the eggplant row, all it requires between the rows of eggplant and tomatoes one tefach, and the same by a vegetable patch, all our chok requires one tefach. So logic dictates, says the Ushalmi, certainly Rabbana, where I make clear, and all they require is a mashu width to the row of eggplant, it certainly would only, they only certainly shall only require a tefach of distancing within the vegetable patch. And we know that is not true only by virtue of the fact that the machlokas is made clear over there. Says the Gemara, that's why we needed the Mishnah over there. What if we only had the Mishnah over there which talks about vegetable patches? Wouldn't have had our Mishnah over here, which is talking about furrows of eggplants in fields of tomatoes. You know, I would have said ma in rabbanan the inu machmirin tamon. If the rabbis will machmir over there, inu mekilin ocher they're mekel over here. In other words, the rabbis will machmir over there and say need a tefach and a half for distancing. Here they're mekel and they say you only need the row to be one eggplant thick. Rabbi Yehuda do mekel tamon. Rabbi Yehuda's lenient over there and says all you require is a tefach of distance. Lo koshken diogalogas and nakav chomer that it will be mekel here and say all you require is a mashut thickness of eggplant row. So if you have to tell me Rabbi Yehuda's machmir, that's why I had to tell you what Rabbi Yehuda's shita is. Over here is six tefachim wide, and one shita over there is that you need only one tefach of rechoka, and Rabbanan's shita is that over there you need one and a half tefachim of rechoka, and that over here all you need is a strip of eggplant, which is a mashu thick. Okay? Manu Mishnah. Here it is. The most important Mishnah in Kilayim. I'm just making that up because I'm not sure about them. Probably the rest of the line will be far more important.
Well, what happens in my focus about the length of the furrow itself?
It's up in the air. We never resolved it. Just left it. Okay, Anotesh...
It's up in the air or it's on the ground?
On the ground, yeah. Anotesh, they shall kishuin. You planted two rows of gourds. State of squash. Shtei shur shall glue in two rows of gourds. Shtei shur shall pull a mitzvah and then two rows of Egyptian legumes. Mutter, that's all okay. Now the shear of archoka between all these the various different rows is only one furrow width. Shura shall kishuin where he planted one row of squash. Shura shall glue in one row of pumpkin. Shura shall pull a mitzvah one row of Egyptian legume. Also, that's forbidden. Shur has to be two. Shur shall kishuin. You plant the one row of squash. Shur shall luin one row of gourd. Shur shall pull a mitri and one row of Egyptian legume. And then shur shall kishuin another row of squash again. Well, there's a matir. It says okay because you have squash on either side. And in the middle, on one side you have gourds, and the other side you have Egyptian legumes. Then it becomes two and two. It's a monumental chiddush. Tomorrow is going to discuss that. But as it holds that the mile of two and two is present when you have x, y, z, x. Normally x, x, y, y, z, z. Here, if you have x, y, z, then x, so the z is mitzdarif with one x, and the y with the other x. Does the algebraic example make it clear? What? Right. So it's difficult. It's more right. Rabbi Blazer's matia this. The Chor shouldn't be mutter. Doesn't stand to reason. The Chor is going to discuss. Chaim Moser. Note the Adam. Now here it comes, guys. Ready? Drum roll. Note Adam. Kishos Udlas. A person can plant a pumpkin and a gourd L'tok Guma Echor in one hole in the ground. As long as the foliage of each one leads in a different direction. Meaning, should be venota. He inclined sayer shows elukan. He inclines this one's foliage on this one, shows elukan in this one and that one. Why? Should be shakol. Ma she osu chachomim lo gozu elo mitne marisohayim. Says the stipler sod. Chachomim lav dafka shekein masha osra toiro kilaim. That was a torre bel kilaim hanires lemaris haayin irbuvi asura. That which the eye sees as being mixed together is also kilaim, because kilaim is a metargum linon, we translate as a ruvin.
What is that again?
Kilaim. This is even true to even though it says ochachomim only also because of marasayin, really means doraisa. That the entire foundation of kilaim is a marasayin type of. So, we've been saying this all along on a hunch, right? But guess what, folks? Here it is. Explicit. So we don't care a thing, a hoot, about botany. Everything has to do with perception. Okay? In essence, and to put it graphically, it's an issue which takes place in your mind, not on the ground. Okay? Agree?
So in the case where you throw all the stuff in the hole, why isn't, would that be mutter or would it be asur?
As long as the foliages don't intermingle, it's permissible.
So when would it not intermingle?
Oh, you have to nurse it. You have to nurse it so the foliage of one grows in one direction, foliage of the other in the other direction. In fact, the more
your nursing makes it grow in a particular direction.
We don't care. What do you mean by that? The roots?
The growth of the plant.
Define the growth. The foliage?
Yeah, whatever is growing.
Your nursing makes a
you
difference.
You can change the direction of the plant?
Sure. Okay. Big Kiddush, right? But here it is. Says the one. Arotei shtei shura suchulei. Chizki omar b'machlokes. It's going to be a machlokas with the next Mishnah. Mada mar tamach demisrei. Here it sounds like there's no distances required at all. Well, later on we'll see if that's true. There's an opinion later on. Avocha b'shmona yirtu, it's 8 amos. Now I want to make something clear. 8 amos is 2 furrows. Because each furrow is, well, I shouldn't say furrow, it's 2 rows of trees. Of gourd trees, of pumpkin trees. They are each 4 amos. They're not trees, whatever they are, bushes. So 4 amos, and 4 amos is 8 amos. So 8 amos in the next Mishnah, when it says that you can have 8 amos in the middle. In other words, y, x, x, y. If x, x equals 8 amos, that's our Mishnah. That which argues in Mishnah, that which says that in the case of y, x, x, y, you need 12 amos in the middle. Which leaves 2 additional amos on each side. Right? Because then you have 8 in the middle, 4 and 4, and then in order to make up 12, 2 and 2 on either side. So that's going to argue. Okay? Says the Gemara. No. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Divrei HaKoli. Our Mishnah everybody agrees with. You know why? Our Mishnah everybody agrees that all you need in the mirror, you have 2 rows. X, Y, Y, X. And that's okay. Because both X and Y are gourds. Why? They're because Yofik Koch Mukshe Ben Amukshil Slahatza Bishmaina. When it's a type of gourd in another type of gourd, so then all you need is that there be 2 furrows of 8 next to each other, and that'll be the YY in the middle, and that'll be it's okay to surround with XX. Okay? Says more Orko Bekamachoivesh. What's the length which you require here in order to make it permissible? Says more. Kemod Tamar Gabri Karim. Just like we say, in order to make constitute a vineyard. Now, of course, we haven't come to the concept of vineyard yet, but later on we're going to see the concept of killing them is wrapped up in the concept of a vineyard. Shocking, right? So, what are the dimensions of a vineyard? You don't know this yet. We haven't learned it yet. So, the dimensions of a vineyard are There's no difference between the width and the breadth, and between each vine in a vineyard is 4 amos, meaning the minimum shear of a vineyard is 5 trees. 5 trees. So what's the maximum distance which you, in a configuration of 5? You have 1 row of 3, another row of 2. What's the maximum distance if each row, if each tree gets 4 amos? What's the maximum distance in a vineyard, in the smallest size vineyard? 8, right? Because it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So between 1 and 3, you have 8 amos. Is that clear? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's a picture here for the visually impaired among us. There's a very small picture here of 5 asterisks. That's a vineyard. Okay. So, what?
Victory garden.
The thing is, these are just representative of very large trees. So, in any event, the width and breadth are the same, 8 amos. So, to Rav Hocha lo shani hi or koi flego lego, the width and breadth are the same, 8 amos. Adaita de chizkiyo nicha. According to Chizkiyah, this is good. What's good? Manda Martamishmona Pacha Bishmona. He who says they're 8, so to over here it's 8. Fine. In other words, there it's 8 and it's consistent, 8 by 8. According to Rabbi Yechanon, however, who says that the same machlokas they run of 8 by 12 applies over here, whether it's 8 or 12 in the middle applies in our Mishnah. If you're going to say that it's talking about 8, that the length is 8 tefachim, so kavachomer lemuksha bein hamitzolim, then logic dictates that also when you have a gourd patch among onions, and we should say also over there, shelo yachbosh ella, it should be, oh sorry, wait, should, there's a typo here, according to Rashi, it should be sheyachbosh bishmona. Then in that case, in other words, just like over here, by a gourd among gourds it's 8, so you should also say by a gourd among onions that it's 8. Now I forgot why it's a kavachomer. At least 8. Could be more, but at least 8, that's what it is. Because you're going to say that a gourd among gourds, the shear of the length of the inner gourds, the Y gourds, has got to be at least 8 tefachim. So certainly logic dictates if you have a gourd among vegetables, that the length of the inner gourds be also, in that case, 8 tefachim. 8 amos. I'm not making myself clear, right? Let's try that again. It doesn't follow that that's it's possible that there'll be more, but that's the minimum which is going to be required. But if you have, again, if a gourd among gourds, there's got to be 8 by 8, right, in order to make it permissible. Certainly if you have a gourd among of onions, which is 2 different types, then it's got to be at least 8 by 8 in order to create distinction, maybe even more, but at least 8 by 8. It is a kavachomer. It's a kavachomer to say the minimum, it might be even more, but at least 8 by 8. No?
What is min b'mino?
Requires
8, so min sh...
B'mino mino certainly require 8, maybe requires more. Why can't we say it requires more? Tafasta mru b'lo tafasta.
It's not even min b'mino. Maybe
you said two different types of gorse.
Right. Yeah.
Kinds of gorse, so it's not really
mean. Right. It's
but it's somewhat like Rabbi Mimino. Yeah, it's Rabbi Yochanan. No, but that's Rabbi Yochanan said. I'm not making this up. Hey, wait a minute. Rabbi Yochanan said this. I'm not making this up. Rabbi Yochanan said, Divrei HaKol, Yofekach Muksha, Mina Muksha, Mina Bina Mukshias, Latzu B'Shmoina. He said, if you have a gourd among gourds, it's more lenient. All you need in distancing is 8 amos, not 12 amos. So I'm not making this up. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, gourds upon gourds, gourds among gourds.
Is a
certainly lenient.
If it's same gourd.
No!
Oh, even if different
one gourds. Is squash and one is gourds. One is acorn squash, one is spaghetti squash.
Then it's 8 by 8.
Yeah.
So then how can you compare gourds to cucumbers?
No, I'm saying it's it's at least as rigorous as gourds among gourds.
Why?
I keep thinking about a rose among thorns. If you have gourds among gourds, right? Rose among thorns. I'm just rose likened to a Shoshan Abin Achochim. So for some reason, gourd among gourds. You know, cross links in my mind with that concept. In any event, a gourd among gourds is min bimino, at least to a certain extent. It nonetheless requires at least 8 by 8 in order to differentiate the patches. Halachas kama v'kama, that by a gourd among onions, we're going to require 8 by 8. We might even require more, but at least 8 by 8. That's all we're saying. Tell me it doesn't make sense.
Isn't that it doesn't make sense? I don't understand it.
You don't understand it? You don't like it?
I mean, it's like saying you're a Talmud, comparing people. Comparing people. You can't compare people.
No, Grant, you can't compare, but you can say it look.
What's the operative factor
look,
that you're
you can
comparing?
Say if a short truck requires at least 13 feet to pass under a bridge. Halachas kama kama that a tall truck requires at least 13 feet.
Is a vegetable a tall truck? What's the operative factor that makes the vegetable the tall truck?
The fact that it's a different type of vegetable. If a gourd among gourds requires 13 foot clearance,
they look the same.
Right, they look the same. So certainly a gourd among eggplant.
If you had a that gave more chashivus to a vegetable. Fine.
I don't even know what something else.
I don't understand the operative factor to make the deal. I don't. There's no in my CPU to come up with such a saying.
You have to upgrade to a Pentium then. What can I tell you? That's a thing. All it's saying is that it's not apples and oranges. You only get apples and oranges. It's not. It's vegetables among vegetables. But gourds among gourds are a tighter type of vegetables among vegetables. And it's a tighter, more narrow bandwidth among vegetables among vegetables requires 8 amos. Certainly the broader bandwidth. Vegetables among vegetables, meaning gourds among vegetables, also require 8 amos. Again, I can't make you like it. Okay, says Gemara further. Where am I up to? My muksha ben amukshios. Well, this is really the more expanding what I just said. My mukshir bein mukshios if a gourd among gourds she yavsa kochol latu b'shmoina. It has a mila that it's mutter in 8 nechbosh b'shmoina. Nonetheless, it has to be at least 8 in length. Mukshir bein absolim a gourd among onions. That at least according to one opinion in the next Mishnah. Shuchas koichulatsu b'shtei mesre. That only works in 12. Right? Lo koshken shlo yachbosh. In other words, you need a distance of 12. Lo koshken shlo. Now here it's a typo again. Lo koshken shiachbosh b'shmone. They need at least 8 in the length. Okay? So that's all an explanation of Kal v'chomer. So it's the one in Tamar. Mukshe ben Abtzolim ein nechbash el b'shtei mesrei if you're going to say that a gourd among onions is not permitted only with 12, kavachomer lemuksha ben amukshios, a kavachomer for a gourd among gourds, the low sholoyachbosh el b'shtemisre. I forgot what this means. Just give me a second. I'm stuck. Let me go back a couple of lines. Let's go back to Al-Daiti Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody sees where Al-Daiti Rabbi Yochanan starts? You see Al-Daiti Rabbi Yochanan? It's about 5 lines previous, 8 lines previous. Where is it? 3 lines, 4 lines at the bottom of the page?
4.
Al-Daiti Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Orko Bekam Bechoyvish. The length of this patch, how much has it got to be? How much is the length of this patch? We said the width. It's machlokas. It's 8. In the next Mishnah, we have an opinion that it's 8 and an opinion that it's 12. But in this Mishnah, it's only 8. Why? Because it's a muksha ben amukshios. So says the Gemara, again, al daitid Rabbi Yochanan orko b'kam b'choyvish inte mishmona. We're going to say by us it's 8. Meaning, in our case over here, and therefore it'd be 8 by 8. In Temeshmona, Kavachomer Lamuksha ben Abtsolim. So when you have a muksha gourd among onions, there Shayachba according to Rashi Leo, Shayachbo Bishne Bishmona. There also it should be 8 by 8. At least 8. My muksha ben amukshios, why? Because if a gourd among gourds, she has to call Galatia Bishmona, if it goes eight across, it can be 8 across. It has to be Nech Bishmona, it has to be 8 long. Muksha ben amtsolim, a gourd among onions, she has to call Galatia Bishmona, it has to be specifically, according to what it be next mission, 12 across. Lo koshke chiach Bishmona, you have to have at least 8 amos in length. In Tamar, Mukshim and Abtolim and Nechbash El Mishtemis, right? We're still stuck here. Yeah, no, but I'm not sure how he's drawing from it. So I looked at the next mission already. Baruch Hashem. Inter Mukshim, and I'm telling you, this is one of these trick kavachomers again. Ones which you don't like. This is the same kind of kavachomer again. This is what it means. Let's look at it from the other direction. We're going to look at the bottles half empty or half full. We can start from our Mishnah where the given is 8 and work from there. But what if we start from the next Mishnah where the given is 12 and work backwards? So then it would be like this. This is the way the kavachomer work. If there, by Mukshim ben Abtsolim, you need to have at least 12 amos. You need to have 12 amos, but not more. Certainly by us, you for sure don't need more than 12 amos. If the point of reference which we begin is our mission, we say, in our mission you need 8, right? So then we say, in the next mission you certainly need at least 8, right? Because if by X and X it's 8, certainly by X and Y it's 8, maybe more. Now we're starting from the other direction. We say if by X and Y by squash and onions it's 12, then by X and X it can be no more than 12. It might be less, but it's not going to be more. That's why he doesn't like the Kal Vachomer. Well, among other reasons. That's not the only reason I like it. But that's, yeah, exactly. It's just telling you that that's the case. It's no, it's taka, should be less, right? Logic dictates. But it's telling you at least can't be more than that. That's all we're saying.
The problem is that editing-wise, the problem is the other Mishnah here.
The other mission is just confusing because we really can't learn anything from it. Right. We can just say it's like those signs you have in math, you know, the greater than and lesser than. Right. So the next mission, we can be no greater than the next mission, but we might be less. And the less Mishnah, next mission can be low, no less than our Mishnah, but it might be more. That's the way it works. Okay, very good. Says, Ad Kedum B'Reitzef. This is all talking about where you have a Retzef. Now, this is talking about by the grapevines. We're talking about grapevines here. Not yet. Sorry. We're talking about where you have tightly planted rows of gourds, berotzef, literally where they're right next to each other. Ba'osa klochim yichidim. What about where you make individual gourds? In other words, individual stalks. What kind of distance are we talking about there? So it says, "Markumada tema gabe kerem." Just like we said by a vineyard, lo shani who wrote say vosa klochim yichidim makes no difference if there's 4 amos between grapevines or even up to 8 amos. It's still considered to be a vineyard. Afal so to lo shani wrote say even if they're whether they're thick together or they're far apart, vosa klochim yichidim, the shurim remain the same. Rabbi Yani, Omer, Rabbi Yani said, b'machlokes. Our Mishnah, he's going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said in a case of, you have X, Y, Z. Yeah. No. X, Y, Z is Osir. Then we said X, Y, Z, X is a machlokas. X, Y, Z, everybody said is Osir. X, Y, Z, X, we said is a machlokas, Rabbi Lezer Rabban. So he says, Rabbi Anamai machlokas, the same thing is true by X, Y, Z. The same machlokas applies to X, Y, Z. Not everybody holds its Osir. Just like Shnei Mitzvah, meaning Mitzvah, Fin Lahatzil. Well, the Shnei Mitzvah, Fin Lahatzil, meaning that X is mitzaref with Y and Z is mitzaref with X. In the case of X, Y, Z, X, Y joins up with X to make a mutter and Z joins up with the other X to make it mutter. Here, we don't say Shnei Minim mitzaref and Lasser. When you have row, 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 the only way it could be also is if you said X and Y are two and then you have Z next one and that's also because you can only plant two by two by blue, two by two. Or Z and Y are mitzdarif, and they make X osir. But it says, well, we don't say shnei minim mitzdarif and lasir. We don't say that two minim join together in order to osir. So therefore, they're considered to be retain their identity as individual rows, and therefore you're allowed to plant. Going right by Lezer, at least you're allowed to plant next to them, right adjacent to each other.
That sounds so illogical. It's like the whole concept of clients.
You're right. I'm not explaining it properly. I forgot. This is the way I really should explain it. You like it better. In the case of XYZ. Well, let's take the other case first. XYZX. What would be the logical rebuttal to Osiris? Rabbi Lez sits mutter. What's the logic of Rabbanan to answer?
X should rejoin with Y.
So what?
Z should rejoin with X.
So what? So what's the issue here? What type of kilai? It's not field. There are no fields here.
They're rows.
Independent rows. We said in the previous mission, you can bring four rows of vegetables, we said, Rabbi Shlokas said, bring four rows of vegetables into a wheat field. So what's wrong here? So he says here, the sniper's son, and says that, I looked up in the Kahati, he doesn't bring this down, and he should. He says that, what's the primary chavush? Chavush. How's it chavush?
Y and Z are chavush by the X's on each side.
Right. And in the case of XYZ, what's the chavush?
Each one is chavush.
The Y is, no, the Y is chavush and Z and X. X and Z.
What is chavush again?
Surrounded. Surrounded, right, surrounded, which we said is forbidden. That's the problem. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Zera says there's no problem of Chavush, Rabbi Yana says. And now Rabbi Yana makes much more sense. Rabbi Yana says there's no problem of Chavush by X, Y, Z. Give me a break. X and Z, and I'm in starve to make Y, a Chavush. If you have X, Y, Z, X, then I can see Rabban and Asherah, right? Why should I? No, you know I'm saying wrong. I'm not saying this far wrong, but I'm saying what Rabbi Yana says wrong. Rabbi Yana says Rabbanan also, or Rabbanan and Rabbi Lezer also argue by the case of X, Y, Z. But just like the case of X, Y, Z, X, Rabbi Lezer as Matir says, give me a break. There's no chavush here. The Y joins up with the X, and the Z joins up with the X on the other side. There's no chavush. So to hear Rabbi Lezer will argue and say X, Y, and Z cannot create a chavush, because X and Z are not mitzvahed to make Y chavush. The same machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan applies by X, Y, Z, X is going to apply by X, Y, Z. That's what Rabbi Yana says. Along comes Rav and says, no, Divrei Koli, it's not true. Everybody agrees that this is also X, Y, Z. Kishem Shishneim is the meaning mitzvahed la'atil. It's like two minim joined together to save. Kach shnei minim mitzdarfin leser. So two minim join up in order to make a nisur as well. Alright, it's been an hour tonight. You guys want to finish the Mishnah? It won't take very long. Just take a couple of minutes. Okay? Says Mar Mastisa Messiah Rabbi Yanai. We have one, the Mishnah, it should be actually plegal. Broad changes to argues. The Mishnah seems to argue Rabbi Yanai. There's a very Habatish Rai against Rabbi Yanai. You'll be shocked. Vavli would never say such a thing. Our Mishnah's a Rai against Rabbi Yanai that they don't argue in the Reisha. A Rai against Rabbi Yanai that they don't argue in the Reisha. What's Rai against Rabbi Yanai for a Mishnah? The Mishnah itself. Why is it needed? Rabbi Lezer Mati. Where does Rabbi Lezer argue? Only in the Seifa. Must be in the Reisha. He doesn't argue. Don't try putting it in a meeting with this. This is very simple. Rabbi Yanai said that they argue even in the Reisha. Says, well, no, they don't even argue in the Reisha. They don't argue in the Reisha. In the case of XYZ, which is the Reisha. What's my riot that they don't argue in the Reisha only on the Seifa? The case of XYZX, because Rabbi Lezer Matir only appears in the Seifa, not in the Reisha. In the Bavli, what would we say to that? Sorry, Mechsura, say Kaya Tarvayu is going on both, but the Yerushalmi says it's Raya against Rabbi Yanai. But the Yerushalmi is very even-handed here. Masisa Pligar Rav. Mishnah also argues on Rav. Because it says, Shur Shal Kishuin, Shur Shal Dluin, Shur Shal Pulamitin, Shur Shal Kishuin. X, Y, Z, X. How could that be Mutzer? Hachlon, not the service, look for Nesru. How'd you plant X, Y, Z, X? How'd you plant X, Y, Z, X? Installment, first you planted X, then Y, then Z, then X. Hey! After, how could you get there? When you planted X, Y, Z, according to Rav, it's also ready. So how'd you get the X, Y, Z, X? You weren't allowed to get there along the way. Right? So that's a very good kasha. Says more tipoter shenot arbaos on kachan. Rav says it's about a case where we planted all four rows simultaneously. X, Y, Z, X. No, it doesn't mean that. Same day. Right? You put the seeds around. Same idea. Okay. Notei adam kishos. A person is allowed to plant a gourd, a squash. Tani, that was the last case of Mishnah. Tani, mutu adam asus besoch sadeh uguma ktana amuka tefach. You can make it feel a small hole, the depth of a tefach. The leaves are besoch arboras you wrote in, and you can plant it in four seeds, lof galah bruchosah, and then put the foliages in four different directions. North, south, east, west. That's permissible. Says Amar Rabbi Abba Kana, and Shimon Narshaya B'Shem Rishim Lachish both said, Benoitim L'chor Barshanu, say about where the foliage in either direction is going out over open territory. Because that way it doesn't look like anything's mixing in any direction. Rabbi Boy Mona, but Rabbi Mona Boy, Rabbi Boy stated, your boy is a statement, Here's the question. He asked, why don't we say this? If they're inclining into open ground, you can do eight. North, northeast, east, southeast, south, southwest, west, northwest, and back to north again. Eight directions. Because it says 45 degrees angles are enough. Right? Shtaim mikan, shtaim mikan, shtaim mikan, shtaim mikan. Have a good night.